This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and back in March on the stupendously hot long weekend, my friends and I were desperate to leave the house, so we did a quick search of what's near me, and this amazing event appeared, and so became our first experience with Summer Sapphic.
Summer Sapphic is an intimate live music event featuring an all-female, mostly queer lineup set across the first quarter of 2024, and joining us this morning is the brains behind the operation, creative director Liana Luca-Pope.
Hi.
Welcome to Joy Brekkie.
Thank you.
Now, we need to hear the story. I've heard it before, but it's a great story. How did Summer Sapphic come about?
It was basically after a couple of nights wandering around queer bars with a friend of mine who's kind of recently arrived in Melbourne. She's from San Francisco. And we were trying to find where the women were. And every club that we went into was full of men. And we're like, where are the women? Like, where do they go? And so we were kind of talking about that, like the lack of spaces for queer women to kind of meet and hang out. And then she reminded me that I have a venue. So,
so that is
very handy. Very handy.
So, I could actually do something about it. So we kind of brainstormed some ideas. And I came up with like a Sunday afternoon, something that's different to the kind of typical big parties, you know, like the Sundaylicious or Tomboy.
Yeah, we think about what currently exists for queer women at the moment, and it's people focusing on a party here, a party there, because it can be a harder thing to do when you don't have a space.
Yeah.
So when you were thinking about how you want to do things a little differently, what came to mind?
So we've got quite a large outdoor area that we call the pop-up, which has got, you know, like a container which acts as a stage. And I thought, let's use that space because we can keep it really contained and we can make sure that the people who are there are the people who want to be there because of Summer Sapphic. And we also, you know, we wanted to do live music and kind of, you know, women are quite typically marginalised in the music industry, and especially people that don't fit into neat marketable boxes.
Yeah.
So it felt like an opportunity as well to support those kind of artists. And it's something different to the big noisy party. So we're like, okay, let's do a Sunday afternoon. And then if people are planning to go to a big noisy party afterwards, they can still do that.
So, Rach, you've been, what three words would you use to describe Summer Sapphic?
Chill, friendly, fun.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Love it.
Now, Maribyrnong Council got behind the idea and have supported the program. In what ways has their support enabled Summer Sapphic to go ahead?
There's a lot of costs with putting on live music. And because we were doing fortnightly events over 3 months, and we want to of course make sure that we pay the artist properly, we pay the sound engineer properly, and it was a huge risk for us because we've not done something like this before. So, you know, I'm talking about it with my business partner, I'm trying to pitch the concept, and I'm like, they will come, trust me, but it's like, it's scary to do that. And when you've started, when you're starting something new and no one knows about it, it's like there's a lot of fear about, are we actually going to be able to cover costs, like, let alone make money. So I knew that Maribyrnong City Council had these this grant program, Love Your West Grants. So I thought, let's give it a go. So I pitched the idea to them, and they came through with partial but substantial funding. And so that was brilliant. Like, it would have been, it's the economic climate is tough.
It's really tough, like, at the moment. And tough. Same with the live music scene as well. It's just all really difficult.
And it's hard for HOSPO. It's hard for everybody. So, you know, that grant made a huge difference to us.
So now...
Well. I was going to say, I love seeing councils getting behind, especially queer events. And we're seeing it more and more, especially in the West, like Hobson's Bay Council, Maribyrnong, Brimbank. They're doing lots of stuff.
Look, it's worth stressing to everybody, like, councils have community grants for a reason, reasons like this. They exist to create space and help build up what is already there. Yep. So this is a brilliant example of, we had an idea, we needed the support, and we built a way with it. So then the next step is, okay, we've got it, this is good.
Yep.
Now we've got to find ourselves some artists.
Exactly.
What has that been like?
Okay, so the first thing I did was actually put an expression of interest, like, call out on social media, and said, okay, we're looking for artists. And we have, you know, a range of people who we already know, but I was really interested in getting some new people. So we got some people, you know, some interest that way. Our music booker, Steve Clifford Veal, is in bands and knows a lot of people in music in Melbourne, so he drew on his contacts. Phoebe Squared from Triple R DJs at the bar sometimes, so we reached out to her, asked her for suggestions, and then the musicians themselves recommended other people. So
isn't it nice the way it just builds and comes together to create this awesome experience, which is Summer of Sapphic, but we're not really in summer anymore, are we?
Well, no, but it was extremely hot.
One of the days, yes. So is Summer Sapphic going to continue beyond summer, though?
Yeah, look, I'd love to keep this going. I can't, you know, the grant process is huge. And they're not, you know, they're only available at one point in the year. So I've been trying to think, like, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be live music every time.
Mm.
Like, we can have parties. So we've got the final one in this series coming up this Sunday on the 21st. And so I'm turning that into a party. We've got Beck Bartlett from Social Disco playing after the live music. So maybe Summer Sapphic will be more like gatherings, party gatherings at different times of the year. And then in that, you know, the first 3 months of the year again, then we can do the live music component.
Yeah, there's something special about the space outside as well, and being able to be out there and just, like, chill out and have the live music playing.
And the sky and the stars and the crazy sounds of Footscray.
Oh, yeah. And it's a vibe.
With the whole reason this came together was trying to find a space for queer women to be able to come together and party together and celebrate. What is the biggest takeaway you've taken away from it in creating it?
I've really enjoyed this process. And, you know, I've had people who were at the events and also musicians talk to me about what a relief it is to be in a space that's been carefully designed to be centred on queer women. Mm. You know, the artists talking to me about how, you know, there's certain songs that maybe they'll perform at other events that they're a little bit uncomfortable about how the audience might respond. And then they're in this space where they know that we're all on board. Like, they're not going to have that kind of potentially negative reaction. You know, I've had punters, like, that were there basically say, thank you for centering this on queer women, just not, like, making that effort to make sure that all of the musicians are part of that.
It's so important, like, the importance of our spaces, and it is this problem that we do have where we used to have spaces for queer women and they're not here at the moment. So the fact that this exists and you're creating this positive space is really wonderful.
The diversity of the artists as well has been incredible. So because I only found it halfway through, or maybe even more than halfway through, I got to see six different performers. Everyone was incredibly unique to their style of music as well. And there wasn't a single one that I was just like, eh, boring. Like, they were great. Like, this is damn good music.
Yep.
So, like, kudos for not only making the space, but finding the artists to fill the space as well.
Well, I think what's great we're going to hear one of those artists now, aren't we?
I know. In the very first week that I went along, it was about 40 degrees outside. The amazing Georgia Rogers was performing, and I would liken the sound of Georgia to be like a mix of, like, Tash Sultana and Melissa Etheridge-ish. But
how does that feel, Georgia, as a description? How do you feel?
Yeah, that's nice.
I'll talent will blow you away, like, insane. So we're going to hear a song and then we're going to have a chat to you.
So what song are we going to be doing today?
So it's called Faithful, this one. So it's about a queer relationship, which
as you know, will bring a little bit of drama than a normal relationship, potentially. And then on top of that, kind of having the struggle of coming into a scene and singing about being queer or being gay or whatever you prefer to call it. So on top of that, you're kind of navigating two different things. And I guess, as you said before, playing songs that you might not play at other venues and go, oh, I feel like everyone's looking at me and going, oh, it's a little bit more obvious now. So this song is kind of I think this is a pretty safe space to play.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. Let's take it away.
Sitting there talking about my little world crumbling down. Ooh, and you're on a plane again. Standing there shedding my tears, 'cause I want you far, but I want you near. And I'm on the road again. My head's got me beat. Can't stop itching my hands or my feet. Ooh. And the money coming in. Seen this room before with no handles on its door. Running around in the rhythm of the night. And wondering, am I doing it right? And I'm finding it hard to be faithful when you're not near me. Finding it hard to be faithful, and you are finding it hard to be faithful when you're not near me. You're lying there wide awake, wondering when I'm gonna call, or is it too damn late again? Addicted to my vices that take away this pain from my head. Ooh. A bottle to my lips again. The heart wells over years. It sucks in every sin that it hears. Mine's told me nothing. Seen this room before with no handles on its door. Running around in the rhythm of the night. And wondering, am I doing it right? And I'm finding it hard to be faithful when you're not near me. Finding it hard to be faithful. And you are finding it hard to be faithful when you're not near me. And I'm finding it hard to be faithful when you're not near me. Finding it hard to be faithful.
You're on Joy Brekkie. We just had an amazing live lounge, an absolutely brilliant live lounge by Georgia Rogers of the song Faithful. That's just going off here in the studios, isn't it?
Incredible. Like, chills on my arms. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for that.
Now, we want to have a chat a bit about your music as well. So when you were reached out to perform at the Summer Sapphic series, what was your initial thoughts of the event?
Cool. Absolutely. I think, yeah, there's a lot of queer spaces, but I think there's a lot of queer spaces that also lack that live music sort of thing. So, and in the music industry, I think sometimes it can kind of become quite male dominated in a good and sometimes challenging way as well. So it's nice to have that opportunity to go, like, I don't have to worry about certain things that potentially I might have to navigate or be conscious about or worrying about. I mean, some of the, I've experienced a lot of things in a lot of different venues and just gone, it's hard enough to stand up in front of people and play. So a space like Summer Sapphic, it's just, I can actually go and play music and just be that and be around people that know that and are going to be okay with saying, this song's about this. It's like kind of a bit of a, ha, cool. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, well.
So that's nice.
The day that Rach saw you perform at Summer Sapphic, 40 degrees, you know, like it was really hot. We've had a massive summer with the heat being a little bit crazy. While you've got this wonderful vibe, being able to be there and be with everybody, what is it like juggling that as a musician, live musician as well?
Well, it got brought inside on that day.
Really?
So it was the day that it got flipped on its head. So what was it like taking this outdoor event inside? How did it feel in Littlefoot?
I think that was awesome, to be honest. Yeah, it kind of created that cool little lounge room session vibe. I know a few people that came to watch made a comment on that it's the intimacy of that gig, queer aside, is really important to be everyone silent listening, which I mean, people don't have to, there's no rule around that, but being inside, having everyone, you can see everyone can see you, it's kind of a bit more of an honest, very exposing, but as I say, because the event is such a safe space, it's not as confronting. It's more of that you want to give that intimate kind of experience. So it was good. I don't mind playing in the, I hate playing in the heat, actually.
So it's nice to be inside.
If you're sweating, you know you're doing it right. but no, it was good. The aircon was cranking, so it was fine.
Yeah, it was so nice and cool.
It was,
And everyone was just so kind of chill and engaged, and it felt like a real oasis.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah, I've only ever played maybe 2 gigs that have been kind of like that. So it's so rare to find that where everyone just goes, oh, like, bring a little tear even.
Oh, my gosh. Definitely. Now, can you tell us a bit about your music? I did my best to try and describe how I would, you know, say how you sound.
How was Rachel on that description, do you reckon? What was it before? It was
Tash Sultana mixed with Melissa Etheridge, because you got the like raspy voice and stuff. Yeah. But then the Tash, because when you're live, you loop your songs and it's like this mind-blowing experience of like how are you playing like 20 things at one time. Because you're talented.
Thank you.
So how would you describe your music?
I don't know. I think there's a bit of variety in there. I think I've always been more confident on the guitar, so that's kind of why I lean into hiding my voice a little bit sometimes. So there's times where I might be, I think it's probably a bit bluesy, kind of soul-y. That's not a word. Soul.
Blue soul.
Soul-y. Yeah, blue soul.
Not the soles of your feet. Like.
No, I hope not. No.
If you had blue soles of your feet,
No, that's trouble.
Yes. Yeah. So I guess I've always listened to that kind of stuff. But then I love, you know, the acoustic. I love 90s kind of. I grew up listening to Tegan and Sarah. So I love that semi kind of indie rock, The Kills, all that kind of stuff. You listen to one song, you listen to the other, and you're just in so many different emotion and parts. And
Certainly loved your live lounge. Like, that was absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Have you got any cool projects or things we should know about and we can follow you for to be a part of?
not so much projects at the moment. I'm trying to get a few gigs here and there, but it's pretty rough. So that's kind of why Summer Sapphic was so special to have that.
I don't know. Aren't you starting a new band?
Oh, yes. Potentially, actually. We don't have a name yet, though. Yeah, yeah. With Stacey.
Yeah.
So hopefully I get to have my Jack White experience and be a front woman for once. Yeah,
I think that would be epic.
I love the heavier stuff as well. And I think it's so cool when you see a female fronted, even, you know, see a group of chicks playing. It's just like, this is so cool. So, yes, that will be coming in really soon. I think when you meet musicians, you're like, we're all going to be as intense as each other, and we're going to do this really quickly and really well. So, but I do play in a trio as well, with a couple of my older guy friends, and they're great. They're really, really understanding and kind of like a little security barrier around, protecting my music and really encouraging, and that's really nice to kind of form that space of, I might be playing to, a room full of quite older demographic, and be able to feel like you're not educating, but providing, like, I'm not scary.
Okay.
And without feeling judged and whatever else. So it's nice. I love collaborating with people. It's one of my favourite things to do.
Yeah. So if people are obsessed with your music, as we are after hearing that live lounge, where can they find more?
Well, I've recorded some stuff with Jeff Lang late last year. So I'm just trying to... So we recorded 7 songs in one day.
Oof.
Yeah, nice. He's great. But he's like, what's next? I was like...
I need a break.
Time. Yeah, but it was good. We just smashed it out. And so they're sitting there. It's just the money side of things is a bit tricky, but I'm halfway there.
Well, it was brilliant having you come to join us this morning on the show. Yeah. Especially for doing that live lounge. It was absolutely fantastic.
Now, the amazing Summer Sapphic series has one last hurrah of the season, with a whole afternoon and into the evening taking place this weekend. You can check out Littlefoot or the Joy Breakfast socials to get more details and support these amazing queer local female artists. Hallelujah.
Yes, love it. Thank you both so much for coming and joining us this morning on the show.
Thank you.
It's
You're on lovely. Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.